We happen to be living at a time right now that I think is pretty special. We could have lived back in the Old Testament times when it was war after war after war after war. And if you belong to the house of Israel and you were in the middle of the wilderness, there was a lot of sacrificing going on and there was a lot of blood everywhere, sacrificing bulls and goats and so forth. But throughout the years, we sort of heard of a story that one day as a nation, God would come to us in a special way, and that there was one that even Daniel prophesied about who was called a son of man who would come, because we've seen kingdoms come and we've seen kingdoms go. But we live in a time right now because Jesus has come and he has lived and he has died and he came back to life again to say that one day God is going to say the not yet time is over. Now is the time when all things will be renewed. As the Bible says, a new heaven and a new earth. When God says, here's what I've always wanted. One day, that's going to happen. But until that day happens, we live in the time of not yet. But what we never want to hear God say to us is no more. That's it. I don't know if God has fingers, but I think God might say, I can count on one hand when I've ever said no more. That's it. God is the most incredibly patient God. He always has been. He has taken people who have been cruel and vindictive and hurtful and murderous and changed their lives completely. One of the great examples we have in the Bible is the story of Saul, who later becomes the Apostle Paul, but Saul is the first one to say, I was a persecuting man. I was a blaspheming man. I was a violent man. I was a murderer. And God completely changed me. And he replaced my selfishness and my judgment and my vindictiveness with grace and peace and love. And isn't that what all of us want? Except there are times in our life, I think, when we sometimes slip over to that dark side, but God is always there calling us back. There are 66 books in the Bible, but there are a couple of them that no one likes to read. And one of them is the book that was read from today, called the Book of Nahum. And it's one of the few times that God said, no more. That's it. And that's unusual because he had said to them previously, come on. This is the nation called Assyria, brutal, cruel nation. And you may remember that there was a prophet who was a very reluctant prophet, who was called by God to go to the city of Nineveh, which was the capital city of Assyria, and go and preach. And he said, no way, I'm not going. Because they were such a cruel nation. Everybody remember the story of Jonah? Jonah was a man who was called by God. God said, I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to preach. And Jonah said, no way, because I know you, God. If they repent, you're going to forgive them. And I don't want you to forgive them because they've been so cruel. They've been so heartless. They're such a terrible nation. I want you to wipe them out. And I know you won't. So I'm leaving. And you know the story probably that God brought him to Nineveh in a way that was pretty unique. We're not talking about that nation today or that story today, but that's a real cool story sometime you want to read. And he preached, and it was not a very nice sermon, and it was very brief, and he basically said, you're done unless you repent. And 120,000 people repented because the king told them to. And God saved them. But it wasn't that long afterward that they quit repenting and they went back to being a cruel, murderous, torturous, vindictive nation who were so utterly brutal and vile that God said, that's it. I don't know what hell is, but right now on my spiritual journey, I think it might be something like this. No more. You just cease to exist. Oblivion forever. There is no part of your spirit that I can touch anymore, God says. So it's over. You don't exist anymore. Gone. And I think that's when God says this. This is how many times I've done that. Just a couple of times. Because I'm always going after my children. Because I love them. But you're hurting too many other of my children. No more. And I think of that to say, there are times in all of our lives, and I doubt that anyone here looks like the nation of Assyria. But there have been people over the years that have kind of moved in that direction. We've had tyrants over the years in the world. People like Pol Pot in the eastern part of the world, and Idi Amin in Uganda, Ceausescu in Romania, and other vile people who just became very selfish and cruel. But why we gather together as Christians is for Robin and Charlotte and William and Savannah, Gustin, all the kids, for all of you, for all of us, that we are on a journey together. And then that journey is to reflect the fact of a reminder that one day God is going to say, here's what you've been waiting for, and here it is. And because of that, we live our lives in such a way, living in the not yet, to hear God say, it's time. With always a reminder that even though God has only said a couple of times, no more, we never want to hear those words. So we live our lives in the time of not yet and do it in such a way that it is an invitation to all people to come to hear what Paul himself heard from God. So Paul would then write these words. At one time, we were foolish and disobedient, enslaved, being enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures to the point of excluding God. But when the kindness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ appeared, he saved us. Not by righteous things we have done, but by his mercy. He saved us by the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he pours out generously into our lives. So may our spirit always be open to the Spirit of God that leads us to become people, no matter what the future is, that can share in a life this message of joy and peace and love. Amen.